I'm very excited because I haven't seen the film with an audience yet. I wasn't able to be at the world premiere at Hot Docs, so this is the first time. And if you in New Zealand, most people know what Spookers is. In Sydney, probably not as many. It's a scare park. It's a haunted attraction, half an hour south of Auckland, and it's set in an old psychiatric hospital, Kingsett. And it's been going for 20 years, and it's probably the only haunted attraction where the performers and actors are allowed to touch you. And also, it's not like the American ones. Like here, the people that work there, they come up with their own makeup, their own designs, their own creatures. They take real like artistic ownership of it. And so, apart from being really scary, like you get chased with guys with chainsaws through mazes or through the forest. Apart from being really scary, it's also very artistic and like visually, like wow, and like the most good-looking zombies, creative zombies you've ever seen, and that's what got me into it.
You had some amazing interview subjects in the film. There were so many fascinating characters. How did you feel engaging with all these different workers at the park?
It was quite funny because the first time I went there, just for a little test with my camera. There were like 50 performers getting ready, and it was this really electric energy, a bit like the Muppet Show before they go on stage. And the people I was drawn to with my camera ended up being the main characters in the film. So I don't know, it just kind of happened. We found each other.
Well, it seems they were really involved in all the aspects of the production because one of my favorite parts, and it's not something you usually say about a film, was the opening and closing credits, which are really fun. Can you tell us about those?
I love Ed Wood. He's one of my favorite filmmakers. And the opening credits were a little bit Ed Wood inspired. And we had a lot of fun. I don't want to give it away, but the opening credits, we also had a lot of farm animals involved. And it was a night shoot and grave tombstones and all the cast. And I was directing with a megaphone. And it was chaos. And we're trying not to traumatize the sheep, the animals in the scene. But I think they're okay.
No, it was very, very fun. And the whole film was very fun. Obviously, the experience of being and working at this
You had the
park.
dream sequences, eh?
Oh yeah, the dream sequences, those little vignettes, they were absolutely hilarious and really, really interesting. How did you come up with the style for the documentary?
Well, I had this great workshop with the performers, and I got them to write down their dreams and put them in my hat. I took off my hat. And so I had a collection of everyone's dreams and nightmares, and then decided to script those and turn them into scenes in the film. And because the Spookers, they don't want to go Hollywood. For them, it is Hollywood. But they did love the idea of shooting dramatized scenes. So for them, that was like taking their craft and their scaring to another level. It just worked really well. I scripted their dreams and nightmares, and they got to act them out.
It's run by a family, quite a close-knit group of people. Having interacted with them, what in your view would motivate someone to do and develop and just grow this type of project?
It's really interesting because the people that run it, one, they're really good business people. Spookers has been running for 20 years, and it's operated in the same way that a theater is sort of run, like the way that structures work. And it's a bit like a Broadway show that just keeps going and going and going. But also, the people that run it are just amazing humans that really care about their employees. And they get to watch them. So many people that start work at Spookers are really shy, and unconfident, not sure of themselves. And I got to see people like change over the course of the year when we made the film. And the staff do that, and they nurture that. And they look, people that are fragile or have mental health challenges, they really kind of support them, like visiting them in hospital. Or I was just on television in New Zealand a few days ago, and Julia, the manager, got to choose someone from Spookers to come to be in an interview. And, she chose someone who had just been having a really, really tough time. And got them to be in front of, with live television with a live audience. And it was just like amazing. And that's just kind of the person she is.
That's fantastic. And you would have interacted with a lot of people who went to the park, and obviously it's doing a thriving business. What do you think motivates people to go to a scare park and get everything just frightened out of them?
If you're going on a date, and you're taking a guy or a girl, and you want to get closer to them, or walking through the forest at night when you're getting, chased by zombies and people with chainsaws, that brings you a lot closer. You know, it's like a good date thing. Or I just think it, I mean, it makes you feel alive. It definitely makes that fear of death. I guess back in the days we used to have to hunt for our food, you know, and you might be chased by a bear while you're trying to get dinner, you know, that. But whereas in Western, you know, life, if you're lucky, you go to the supermarket and you've got everything right in front of your eyes, and you don't have those kind of full-on primal things or life and death. Being lucky, living in a peaceful place like here or in New Zealand, you don't have life or death in your face all the time. So it's like this stimulated environment where you can go and kind of experience those kind of feelings in a safe. It's like people watching horror movies, I guess. It's not the natural thing I do. I don't watch horror movies or go to haunted attractions. But as a kid, I did love the ghost trains. They were always my favorite at the amusement park.
You filmed on the grounds of an old psychiatric hospital. The setting itself was quite remarkable. How did you find filming on location there?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you've got this attraction and the whole purpose is to scare people. But the actual, the most scary place is the history of it. And you feel it. You go there, like, I was there during the day as well as night. And, you know, some people say it's haunted, but whatever it is, you feel the energy, the stuff that's gone on there in the past.
And lastly, it has its premiere this week at the Sydney Film Festival. How do you feel? And are you excited to show it to a crowd?
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I'm equally excited for karaoke after the screening, because I haven't done karaoke for a long time too. So it's like a double win situation. And I hope people like the film.